Quran, Quran, towards understanding the Holy Quran, towards understanding the Holy Quran.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said that a person who sends one time durood or salutation or salawat upon me, Allah azza wa jal sends 10 mercies upon him. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya habiballah. Dearest viewers of Madani channel, once again we welcome you into this beautiful silsila of Madani channel. Today, inshallah azza wa jal, we will discuss the verse number 79 of Surah Al-Baqarah, and thereafter few more verses. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فويل للذين يكتبون الكتاب بأيديهم ثم يقولون هذا من عند الله ليشتروا به ثمنا قليلا فويل لهم مما كتبت أيديهم وويل لهم مما يكسبون. So woe to those who attempt to write a book with their own hands and then say, this is from Allah, that they may gain a small price therewith. So woe to them for what their hands have written, and woe to them for such earning. The word woe, which is used in this verse, carries meanings of severe punishment and destruction. So woe to them because of their altering the original words of the Torah with falsehood, in which the virtues and the beautiful descriptions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam were mentioned, and they altered it. And they did this with their own hands. They attributed this fabrication of theirs as the word of Allah Azza wa Jal, as to retain control of the Jewish masses, and as was their custom to continue gaining financial support from them in the form of religious donations. So severe punishment is promised to them for their erroneous fabrications. And severe punishment is for their resulting unlawful earnings. They have made some financial income in this temporary world, but they have lost the opportunity of gaining any share of the wealth of the hereafter, which is actually everlasting and permanent. What unbelievably erroneous decisions they took on behalf of their people, who were known and privileged as the people of the book, followers of a long chain of prophets alayhi salam, whose constant message to them was to encourage them to strive towards the eternal bliss of the hereafter. وَقَالُوا لَن تَمَسَّنَا النَّارُ إِلَّا أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَةً. قل اتخذتم عند الله عهدا فلن يخلف الله عهده ام تقولون على الله ما لا تعلمون. And they said, the fire shall not touch us except for a few counted days. Say you, O beloved, have you taken a promise from Allah Azza wa Jal? Then Allah will never go against His promise. Or do you say that about Allah which you do not know? The Jews were arrogant about their genealogy and were unconcerned of their evil actions. Deceived by their wishful thinking that the fire of hell shall not touch them except for a few days or 40 days. Allah Azza wa Jal said, say to them, O beloved Prophet, have you taken a promise from Allah Azza wa Jal that He will put you in hell only for a few days? If there is such promise, then Allah Azza wa Jal will never go against His promise. But in reality, there is no such promise for you. You are deliberately fabricating a lie upon Allah. Rather, you are saying things about Allah Azza wa Jal that which you do not know. بَلَا مَنْ كَسَبَ سَيِّئَةً وَأَحَاطَتْ بِهِ خَطِيئَتُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. Yes, why not? Whoever earns sin and his sin of disbelief encompasses him, he is amongst the people of hell. They are to remain therein forever. Yes, whoever perpetrates the evil deeds of disbelief and polytheism, and he is completely covered by it, and he has died upon disbelief, and he is destined for the fire of hell. Such type of people are never to go to hell for just a temporary period, as these Jews claimed. Rather, they will remain in it forever and ever. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. And those who believed and did good deeds, they are the people of paradise. They are to remain therein forever. It is said in this verse that, O Jews, listen this, you do not even have the remotest link with paradise. Paradise is for those who reject all types of disbelief and polytheism. They accept Islam and become Muslims. And they do good deeds solely for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and accepting His beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the final prophet. Only they, the true believers of Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, are the people of paradise. And only they will remain therein forever and ever. So this is a clear rejection of the claim of Jews who said that fire will not touch them, or they will go to hell temporarily, maximum 40 days. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refuted their claim in this verse and said that only the believers and those who do the pious deeds, Jannat and paradise is for them, not for the infidels, not for the disbelievers. وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ لَا تَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا وَذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ والمساكين وقولوا للناس حسنا وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة ثم توليتم إلا قليلا منكم وأنتم معرضون. And when we took a covenant from the children of Israel that they do not worship anyone other than Allah and be good to parents and relatives and orphans and the needy and speak good to people and keep salah established and pay zakat, you then turned away from this covenant except a few amongst you. And you are merely the ones who turn their faces away from the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal is reminding the Jews of the commandments that He gave to them and the covenants that He took from them to abide by those commandments. But they intentionally and willfully turned away from this promise. In the Torah, the children of Prophet Ya'qub were commanded that they worship no one except Allah Azza wa Jal and associate no one with Him in worship. This is the highest and most important right, that He be worshipped alone. And the beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam be accepted as the seal of prophethood. Thereafter is the rights of parents and to have utmost respect for them, serving them physically and materially and trying to fulfill all their lawful wishes, because they are a medium of our birth and our existence, and to be good to relatives because they are related to one's parents, and to be good to orphans and the needy and speak good words to people. That is, invite them to the path of piety and to prevent them from all types of evil, and to establish prayer as the prophets alayhimus salam have established, and to pay zakat, that is the poor due, as mentioned in the divine laws of Allah Azza wa Jal. But O Jews, you found all these commandments, they were there in your books, and you promised to follow them. But then you turned away from that promise, and most of you rejected them, means rejected those commandments, except for a few amongst you. And you became rejectors of the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal, just like your forefathers. وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَكُمْ لَا تَسْفِكُونَ دِمَاءَكُمْ وَلَا تُخْرِجُونَ أَنفُسَكُمْ مِنْ دِيَارِكُمْ ثُمَّ أَقْرَرْتُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ تَشْهَدُونَ. And when we took a covenant from you that you should not shed blood of your own people and should not banish your own people from your towns, you then affirmed that covenant, and you are witness to that covenant. Remember, O Jews, when a covenant was taken from your forefathers not to shed the blood of each other and not to banish unjustly your own people from your towns, you heard, you acknowledged and endorsed this agreement. You are also witnesses to this agreement, because this incident of the agreement of your forefathers has reached you via mass transmission. To deny it is equal to denying something that one has seen with the naked eyes. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we just learned few verses of the Quran with its tafsir. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the opportunity to learn Quran Majeed and have its understanding. And may we follow the sunnat of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Stay in touch with Dawat Islami wherever in the world you are. Travel in Madani Qafilas and keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatum wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulallah. وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
قرآن قرآن towards understanding the holy Quran towards understanding